our second series focused on founders, allocators, and investors on the frontier, we hear from a diverse group of professionals who share their vision for investing, impact, and change. From venture capitalists focused on the burgeoning world of prop tech, to investing with a gender lens, to developing a network to change the Black narrative in the professional world, to harnessing the power of music royalties, to payment platforms, we share insights from the coalface. We hear about how entrepreneurship can sometimes feel like an exclusive club that's a luxury to join.
Entrepreneurship felt very expensive to me. It felt like that expensive store on Fifth Avenue that you walk by and you could see the shiny objects from the window, but it wasn't worth your time walking in because you couldn't afford it.
We hear about the gaps in society and the opportunity today and why developing solutions with impact is so key to change it.
There are 1.7 billion people in the world that have a job but no bank account. And these people are still being paid in cash. And they are excluded from the basic financial services that you and I take for granted. There's 200 million businesses in the world that still rely completely on cash payments to their employees, to contractors, and to their suppliers. And that's obviously a massive opportunity.
We need more women as capital allocators. We need more female fund managers. We need more women owning and running their funds. I think that, you know, some organizations try and put a rubber band on it and have a woman that's a partner at the fund, but is not sitting on the IC, but doesn't have any economics at the GP level. So I think that's what I mean, is we don't want seats at the table. We want ownership. Ownership is what I think will help to drive the change that we want with regards to the disparities that we're seeing for women in society.
We examine the situation today.
It's hard. You know, we've been doing this now for more than 13 years. It takes a long time to build up the kind of network that we've built up. It's really easy to paint a really beautiful journey when you talk about where you've come from and where you've been. But I think that anyone who hasn't had a setback or challenges is probably lying.
We are way, way behind, woefully behind in the venture capital and the technology industry as far as having diversity, right? I think that, you pull up any article on the subject, you'll see that, you know, there's less than 5% of venture capital partners that are Black and brown. In fact, the percentage of women VCs is also too low compared to the prevalence in our society.
And hear why the problem is deep rooted and can have second and third order effects.
There's a female founder discount. What that means is typically if you're a female founder, you don't get as high of a valuation for your company, or you don't get as much money than your male counterpart. The reason for that, who knows, right? It may be the way female founders pitch, maybe the way male founders pitch, maybe the difference between those two, or maybe unconscious bias of venture capitalists that are majority male. But regardless of the reason, that is the reality. As a female founder, if you haven't raised a lot of money, or you've raised money, but you diluted more of your company, therefore, you're not able to really take the secondary financing. You're not able to invest that money back into other female founders.
We hear from successful allocators as to how we can make change.
As women, we've got to learn how to build muscle, how to build strength, how to not get distracted by the constant setbacks. It's okay to fail, but we've got to keep failing up. We've got to keep figuring out how every failure propels us to the next level and not lose focus of where we get to go. Change always happens slowly in the beginning, and then it all happens all at once. And I don't know that we have the luxury to lose hope or faith or stop struggling.
As always, we hear words of wisdom and that often the skills to prevail are inside us all along.
It's great to learn from others, but I would say that I wish I trusted myself more. Lean on yourself more.
Trust the path and trust the journey. And what I mean by that is there will be hard times for sure, definitely. And part of this life is hardship, but you kind of just have to ride that wave. You just have to keep going every single day.
It took me a long time to get up the confidence and the courage to just go do it. And so I think my advice to my younger self would be just go do it. You can do it.
Find your passion. Find something that you like thinking about when you're not at work. And, you know, the rest will work itself out.
So join us every week for another inspiring story of a diverse founder, allocator, or investor committed to impact on the frontier. You can find all of our podcasts on the 50 Faces Hub or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.